Memram Cook Tanchamar MLA Megan Mitten is calling for more primary healthcare resources in the region. And at the same time, Horizon Health Network says it has plans for a temporary primary care clinic in Sackville. At Wednesday's legislature session, Mitten took the opportunity during a member's statements to put in a call for investment in a community clinic in Sackville and more resources for the Port Elgin Health Center.
Mr. Speaker, it's heartbreaking to talk to patients who are struggling to get the health care they need. And it's frustrating to see the challenges healthcare workers face, especially because this crisis has been years in the making. It's time for government to listen and make needed investments in our public health care system. My community needs a clinic where we can access primary health care. My community needs more resources to increase primary care access at the Port Elgin and Region Health Center in Straight Shores. And people in my region need 24/7 access to the ER at the Sackville Memorial Hospital. This requires respecting the work of family physicians, NPs, RNs, and other healthcare workers, and listening to what they need. This requires actually investing in clinics in our communities to aid with retention and recruitment and provide New Brunswickers with healthcare access close to home. The people of this province, patients and workers alike, deserve a better healthcare system.
Mitten's call for action comes as there are moves from the Horizon Health Network on setting up a temporary primary care clinic in Sackville. The move comes in reaction to the imminent loss of two family doctors who are closing their practices this summer. Horizon's regional medical director, Dr. Jody Enright, was not available for an interview, but sent a statement to CHMA saying that, as an interim measure, we are securing resources to set up a primary care clinic to provide short-term primary medical care for affected patients. Horizon spokesperson Chris McDavid says the clinic would work in a similar way to the NB HealthLink clinics in Moncton and Dieppe that are being operated currently by Medivie. In those clinics, patients can request an appointment with a doctor or nurse practitioner, but they are not assigned to a dedicated primary care provider. NB HealthLink has signed up 23,000 patients in the Moncton region since it opened last summer, and those patients have been removed from the provincial waiting list for a family doctor. McDavid says that patients of the temporary Sackville clinic will be able to remain on the long-term waiting list. In a Sackville-based clinic, McDavid and Enright say the plan would be to prioritize the roughly 2,000 people about to lose their family physician over the roughly 1,400 that are already on the provincial waiting list. Enright says that Horizon will work with the closing Sackville practices to prioritize those patients with immediate and chronic medical needs. McDavid says the network will hire a dedicated staff of doctors and nurse practitioners to work at the clinic, but could not confirm how many would be hired. Horizon currently runs a health clinic in Port Elgin with one nurse practitioner. A request for an interview with staff from the Port Elgin clinic was denied. The Rural Health Action Group has been involved with work on a possible community clinic in Sackville, though no details have been shared about what type of clinic is up for discussion. Co-chair John Hyam says that the loss of two doctors this summer created a need for more immediate and interim primary care services. As for a longer-term clinic solution, Hyam says the group is still exploring options, not only with Horizon, but in other areas facing similar issues.